אחר הייתה מגיעים לביהם, שבו אל קמי מרד הולזה, הקף אומרם, אומרי, יראי כנהם, ויחשם, ואנם תנא לראו כמסורי. So we learn that it's possible. We only yeruke suli elo bikukden bilei bulikot bulikot. Tani namo beuli maimo mo bikukden bilei bulikot. Kebisa bayi si tahu ya hutan jayu. Shoto di kami jalan gue. Bawa dia dumin hati. Utau. So when he was told that it's red, so he said it's red. Banam tna adumin sheri. Omole adumin sheri riku di yerukin sheri day with reifo. Veomu adumin sheri elo bilei bikur kevon ubikon. Omar ab shmue bar ab chiyah. Omar ab man. Adumin sheri riku di shonko. Suppose it was a riku. And then he boiled it, and the original mare was restored. Because of the dimuk sheir, my time could try it. In view of the fact that as a result of boiling it, so the original mare was restored. So it's a raya that there was no real scorching of the air, only some small gutting. It only absorbed some smoke, but it wasn't really scorched. My time could try. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Ananina, Adumim Shaloi Yeriku, Vizhoko, Vyeriku Trevi. My time Igliya Basai, the shame was revealed. So if it's Adumim Shaloi Yeriku, and then it's Vizhoko, Vyeriku, so it's also Trevi. In other words, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means that everything depends upon the mare it has after it is boiled. So in other words, if before it is boiled, it has the mare, the wrong mare, but after it is boiled, it restores, it reacquires the right mare, the normal mare, so it's kosher. So it's kosher. And conversely, if before it's scorched, it has the right mark, but and before it's boiled, it has the right mark, but after it is boiled, it assumes the wrong mark, so it is also boiled. Omar Abashe, Hiltach Oleichu, Ine Yishel Abishor, in view of the fact that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says that Adun Yishel Yoviku, Vishokon, Yoviku Yisrei, Suppose the intestines. So we say, suppose the intestines. So suppose the intestines did not have the wrong mash. In other words, if it fell into the fire and the matter didn't change, it had a normal mash. So it's not allowed to eat it until it boils it or boils it, to see whether it retains the normal mare after boiling. So in other words, so Rav Ashi tried to deduce it from Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's memory. In view of the fact that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, Adun Shaloyim, Vishon Kondiyari Kutreife, in other words, since in the case where it had a normal mark before it was boiled, it had a normal mark, and then what it acquired the abnormal mark after it was boiled. So melee, if the fowl was dropped into the fire, even though it retained the normal mark, we're not allowed to partake of it unless we boil it first. We boil it first, and we see that it still retains the normal mark. It still retains the normal mark. That's what Rav Ashi tried to deduce from Nachman by Yitzchok's thing. So Gemara says no. Viloi al suki areya soli mazikin. In other words, so Gemara is only refuting Rav Ashi's thing, but Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's thing remains. In other words, it is true that in the case where we observe that originally after it was locked into the fire. So it retained the normal mouth. And but after that, after boiling, it assumed the pathological matter. So it still trained, but that does not mean that every time it fowl drops into the fire. So we have to test it by boiling it first. If he wants to eat it without boiling it first, he can, because he's not expected to anticipate the possibility that after boiling it will assume the pathological matter. So in other words, if we observe that after boiling, it assumes the pathological mara, so then it is right. But it's not mechuyev to anticipate that as a result of boiling, it will assume a pathological mara. So in other words, the Gemara only refutes Rav Ashi's view, but not Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Not for the aid of the Nachman of the Neal, the Mishtan, the Gilei Bikorkova, the Kobe, Shedal Kong Yis Adumi. So, certain organs, so known, the normal Mare is Ode, is red. And then, if he changed from red to green, as a result of dropping into the fire, so then it's red. If the internal organ is that kind of internal organ that normally it's a little green, so then on the contrary, it will become green if as a result of being dropped into the fire, it will change from green to red. So the normal appearance of the lave and the kurkuman and the kobei is adum. So the male if the fowl fell into the fire, and then these organs, the lady, the cochlea, and the puppet, change to green, or now the normal appearance of the intestines is to be a little green. So, again, if it changed from green, if the intestines of the fowl changed from green to red, so that's the pathological mind. If he changed from green to red as a result of being dropped into the fire. So Shitari Amyan Shtaf Misrek Nishtanu Bedimu is straight. After we mashem Shinishtan, after we deal with home, Shekim Shaloku Machmas Makesh, say for me not. Binakobe in the way we call come on. Shall we call come on the home of Kim Shinishtan? After we mashu pray for. Why? Because that's the Allah had been more mentioned. So it seems by the way there is a locher that in Mashu naked is matri, so in Mashu Shilimare resulting from being dropped in the fire is also matri. Mashinkin by Kodei, there is no a locher that in Mashu naked is matri. So Mele, in Mashu Shilimare will not be matri either, except in certain places, certain situations. We are called a little bit, the cook. Shalei vakol from chomok yishtanu from mashu treivo vichomei din ashinu eizabe eloim kin kin yishtanu kinei damai. In other words, suppose the fowl fell into fire, then he was sheikh in the fowl, and then he noticed there is a shinu mare in the kovet, the normal mare of kovet is red, and he noticed it changed from red to green, and the green in the river happens to overtake that portion of the river that is mamish next to the intestines. So there it's fresh. Why? Because, but if it's in another part of the river, not because in the river itself, a naked mashu doesn't pass it, it's not matri. So why should the Shinumara be matter? Except if the Shinumara took place in that portion of the liver that is Kinegid Amayi, in the intestines, in view of the fact that by intestines itself, a naked Mashu is matter, so Shinumara in the Kobe, naked, near the intestines is also matter. But if you start with the Amayi, then you saw Mahmasatsme, Shafi, you need to cool it, Kosha. What if you need to cool it? Doesn't mean you need to cool it, Mamish cool it. He means little, kule means the bulk of it. as long as a kazayis is ready. Alright, chapter the good kosher. I wish your name and keep your shalom and get a mayu, Abu Bechol, Shul, Bada Roku, Gam. גם אבני מים מפירים לפנינו ואירים במשורי עשה אסור הוך נגד המים. What is called נגד המים? הוא ריש התחתן שם, that's the ריש התחתן of the river. הוך הפותנים only towards the front, because towards the back that's נגד הצלויות. זה האחית שלו נגד הצלויות. כל סברה שפה הוא הדין העמי מהירי כנגד המורו, הוא כנגד מוקים חיוסי, שיעשו לכל מוקים יריקוסי, לכל מוקים יריקוסי, כל מיסרה וניתר. So in other words, not only if the Shimimara takes place in the river, in that portion of the river, in that portion of the river, that is neged, that is neged in the ayin, but even if the Shimimara takes place in the portion of the liver that it joins the gallbladder or the kidneys, so it's also the whole walking home can you say to the mishap venital the suppose if fowl fell into the fire and then after the shriek of the fowl, so we examined it and we found a shimimara in the lungs. So then we don't have the cheshes. Mutin shaks lo yisvik nizol, because the ribs protect. Upir shrajbon lo yikom ayo yin shi tzol rin di kachel. Avu no fure yom fonenu, apir lo yim lo yinu shi yidimu, treifo, sharei, lo yim gino ole oca yiseo. Vyadim lo vyorozol kosav, apir lo yin yise adumo, is kshei, o dechivu shalga yiseo megini ole o, on utelim, Hashinu bidolarachel aloy b'tulasei. So there's a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. So in other words, so the Rashbo shita is that if the Eiv dropped, we saw how he dropped into the fire. So then it's straightforward. Why? Because we see that the lungs, and we saw that the lungs were muddy as a result of the off being dropped in the fire. So it's clear that in this particular case, the ribs did not give any protection. And the Rosh says, no, even if we saw that right after the off dropped into the fire, so the lungs became red. So it's still chill. Why the chidush? So we say beginning of all. So we say that the shino mare is just a coincidence. On the telling machine of the varachia, you know even philosophy. So then we don't attribute the shino mare to the philosophy. It's just a coincidence. Like sometimes a person gets a heart attack. Right, that at the moment when another person touches him, and doctors will say it's not that the fact that he slapped his face at that moment that killed him, he just happened to have a heart attack. So mele, according to the Rosh, on account of the fact that it's Lo Yisa Maginis, so even if we saw how the Eiv dropped into the fire and then we immediately shafted the Eiv, and then when we opened up we saw that there was a changed mare in the lungs, so we should not attribute it, according to the Rosh, to the drop in the fire, but we should say it's just a coincidence. And if it is just a coincidence, then the shino mare, when it turns into that, we learned that when the lung changes to red, so then it's not red. So according to the Rashbo, if it happened as a result in point of time, if it happened as immediately after being dropped in the fire, so then it is faithful. But according to the Rosh, even if it happened immediately after it was dropped in the fire, we still say that it didn't happen from being dropped in the fire, just a coincidence.
So, Madini Rabbi Ozal Kosa, a few rings, I don't know, share the things on some, you know, on Tina Shin, the Varaka, went to a sale. A few enough way for him. We wrote the Shino paid sale, Dafke Kishon, the Shino, Ahashi Shoko. Abo Shoko, the Hotel and Mariso, Rachel and Rikim Sherdimu, the Shokom, the Hotel and Riku, Rachel and Dunim Sheriku, the Shokom, the Hotel and Dimu Shale. That's the Gemara. Now, so the Gemara mentions both Alochas. One Aloch is mentioned. One aloche is mentioned by Rav Shmuel, by Chie, Omar, Roma Rabbane, Adurim Sheiriku, Vishokom, the Hosro, the Idimu, is Sheiri, my time with Kutra Ayodu, and the other member is mentioned by Rav Nachum, by Yitzchok, Adurim Sheiriku, Vishokom, the Iriku, my time with Gwaye Basai, but then Rav Asher wanted to deduce from Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's din in another halacha that as long as the fowl dropped in the fire, even though we did not see any change mare, any pathological mare, so we are not allowed to partake of that all unless we boil it first. Because maybe after it will be boiled, after it will be boiled, it will assume a pathological mare. So the Gemara refutes that. But if we did boil it, and then as a result of boiling, it assumed the pathological mare, then it is straight. Oh. So what's the Russian Gemara? Now, what's the Roshna Gemara here? Omar Rav Shmuel Bachi, Omar Rav Mane, Adumim Shehedimu, Adumim Sheheriku, Viruke Virokin Shehedimu, Trey, Adumim Sheheriku, Vishonko, Vichozro Vedimu Ksheir, Maitane Kutrai. That's the Roshna Gemara in our text. Turn to the Rib so you'll see what the Roshna Gemara is. Omar Rav Shmuel Bachir, Omar Rav Mane. Yerukin Shehedimu, Vishokom Veyoriku, Shem. In other words, instead of Adumim Sheheriku, Vishokom Vechotro Veyoriku, so the Rib Gyor says, Yerukin Shehedimu, Vishokom Veyoriku, Shem. My time will put high. So if you want, you can see what happened with the page. Because the fact is, there are certain internal organs that are normally red. So the pathological mare is red, and there are certain which internal organs are normally red, that's the ray, then the protoborn, and the cobalt. So it's normally red. So the pathological mare in the ray, then the protoborn, and the cobalt is green. Red, green. But then, in intestines, so the normal mare is a little green, not real green. A little. So then what would be pathological matter? Not very green, not green green, but if it is, if it becomes red. So in other words, so one should say it's an asvore. One should say, what difference does it make? Whether we have one gilse or we have the other gilse. Now, the gilse, our gilse is, Adumim Shoirik. So Adumim Shoirik, so it is reference. So it is reference to the way, the covet, and the kukama. Because the normal matter in way and covet and kukama is Adum. So, if originally, after it dropped into the fire,
So the lady, the courtier, the colleague, was okay. After it was wrapped in the fire, I'm sorry. Immediately after it dropped in the fire, so it assumed the chronological mind. But after boiling, it reassumed the normal mind, so it changed in respect to the late coming and cooking. Now, suppose it will be with the intestines. So the normal mare is green. And suppose they fell into the fire, and then after we were shaking the egg, so we looked at the intestines, and we saw that the intestine changed order from green, which is normal, to order, which is not normal. And then he boiled it, and it reassumed the normal mare of green. It should also be kosher. What difference does it make? In one area, so the other is the normal. So as long as it reassumes the normal mare, after boiling, it's kosher. And the intestines, so the normal mare is green. So we should say the same thing. That's what you're saying. However, the Rashbashit is not right. But so we have two Gyoseis. Our Gyoseis are doing Shiriko Vishokon, because of the Dimoshir. So it has reference to the lady and the Kokemon and the Kobit, which is normally red. The Ribs Gyoseis, as you see yourself, the Ribs Gyoseis, אמר רב שמואל בר חיי, אמר רב מנה, ירוקים שהדיבו בישוקון והריקו כשאירו, מייתן רקוטרא אלו. אמר רב נחם ביצרוק, אבל נהיימר, אדומים שלא יריקו, אבל נהיימר, אדומים שלא יריקו ושלא יריקו תרי. נאו, לא כדאגה. So the girl says, Yerukin Shedimu, the Ubishlon, the Shokon, the Chosro, the Yoriko is Chero. So the Rashba says, since Rav Shmuel Bachir, Omar Rav Mana, mentions it in connection with Yerukin Shedimu, the Shokon, the Yoriko, and not in connection with Adum. Because after all, there are three organs that are normally red, and only the intestines are normally yorek. And the Mishnah discusses which internal organs, the lady, the covet, and the kokamot. Why should Rav Shmuel mention this aloche in connection with the intestines? He could have mentioned the same aloha in connection with the leaf coming to God. The answer is, there are no svores. Here I cannot say svores, because it's based upon the mitzvahs. So in regard to a mare, that is, if the normal mare is yore, let's say, intestines, so then it can reassume its normal mare through boiling and boiling. Mashenke, where the normal mare
is red, so that cannot be assumed it's normal marriage from boiling and boiling. This is what Rashba says. Now, and even if we are gayers, the way it appears in our text, we could still say the same halacha that Rashba says, but then we'll have to say it in the reverse. In other words, because the Rashba is midayik. Now, let's see the Torah. Behold, the last line, that I now don't know. Behold, the Shinu pain say no dafke kishongu, the Shinu, ahashe shonko, avonim shonko, the chosmo marizon, reishne yehukim, שהדימו וישולקו וחוזרו ויריקו לא ישנה אדונים שיריקו וישולקו וחוזרו וידימו כשיר. So that's not like this with Rashba. Even though the Gemara mentioned that in one case, because there are two cases. But if we want to say, since the Gemara mentioned that in regard to one case, whether the Gemara mentioned that in regard to Yehuki Shehidimu, Vishulko, Vichosro, Vichriku, or the Gemara mentions that in regard to Adum Shehidimu, Vishulko, Vichosro, Vichriku. So you could say, but it's only true in the case that the Gemara mentions, according to what we are saying. So it's this case, according to other cases, it's another case. But the sheet of the Torah is, that the sheet of the Rosh is, that it doesn't matter what the Gilson is. But it's true in both cases, because if the Iver happens to be the covenant or the rain or the culture one, so then the normal Mare is the Odei, so the Mare, as long as it assumes the normal Mare after boiling, so it's a riot that the Eid was not scorched, it was just heated, but not scorched. So the Mare, it's not rated. And the same thing is true if the normal Mare emerges as a result of boiling in the intestines. That's the sheet of the Rosh, and the two passages like that. Because that he mentions first. The other Shino case of that is of the Shino after the Shoka. אבל בשום כל חוזר מריצה לא יש לי ירוקים שדימו בשום כל חוזר הריק לא יש לעדו בשריק בשום כל חוזר הדימו בשיר בקוס אבל רשבו אני מחשבים לו בירוקים שדימו בשום כל חוזר הריק בקוס זה רשבו did not have our gilsa the רשבו had a gilsa of the reed so the male only in this case it's true אבל לא יבדו ממשר הריק ובחוזר על בי ששום כל ועדים לו לרוס על הרצו בשניהם and it doesn't make any difference how we are gilis whether we are gilis ירוקים שדימו בשום כל or we are gilis adumim shoyeviko vishokon. So it applies to both cases. It applies to the grave covering and core cover, and it applies to the intestine, except that in respect to grave covering and core cover, the normal mare is red. So if after shlike, after boiling, so it assumes the normal mare of red, so it's a raya that when the oath dropped into the fire, it was just heated by a fire, but it wasn't scorched by a fire, so maybe it's not perfect. And in respect to the intestines, where normal mare is green, so if the normal mare of green appears after boiling, so it's right that when the fowl fell into the fire, it was just heated, it wasn't scorched. אדונים שלא יריקו לשאול קום ויריקו וירוקים שלא ידימו. Suppose the first minute at the very outset, the first minute after the fowl dropped into the fire, the normal mare remained. But after boiling, so then the pathological mare emerged. So then it's right, because this is Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's din. And even though Rav Asher, the Gemara says, the Gemara refutes Rav Asher, so that was Rav Asher's corollary to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's din. So in other words, Rav Asher's corollary to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's din was that we are not allowed to take any chances. And even if we saw that a fowl dropped in the fire, even though we observed that the normal mare remained, we are not allowed to take any chances, and we have to test it by boiling at first. So that's what Rav Asher says. So Gemara says, "Loi, But suppose we detest it and we observe that the pathological mare emerged as a result of burning, then it is strange. Then it is strange. And you see, in respect to the case where the outset, the first minute, after the fowl dropped into the fire, so at the very outset, so there was a pathological matter, but then as a result of burning, they came down. So the normal matter emerged, so then that is Hashbor and the Rosh. So one could say that in respect to the other case, where the outset, the normal mare remained, and the pathological mare emerged as a result of boiling. So, since the Atulia Soyuz in the Gemara, that in respect to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's deen, we should also limit it to whatever Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak mentions. And since the Atulia Soyuz, what we see is not like that. So the Shidushin is of a shame apply only to the case where the outset the pathological mare appeared, and then after boiling the normal mare emerged. So that's Rav Shmuel's thing. So according to one shite, it applies only to Yerukim Shebibu or to Adumi Shebibu, because that who the soil is, but not to the other case. Mashiach came in regard to the case where at the very outset there was no pathological matter, and the pathological matter arose that kept the boiling. So then all the Mashiach agree that as long as if the boiling kept the boiling, there is a pathological matter, so you're not allowed to do that. So, Adumim Shemiriko Mishokom, Yeriko Mishokom, Mishokom, and Dibu Trefo, who become okay with the Lechon Swim, with Hashino and Moyoshev, Kinshemo, and Mishdan. Why? Because Rabash said that we are not allowed with Hatkhile to take any chances. But the Gemara says, Loi, we are not Mechoyev to conjure up Shoshes. If we don't see, even though there was a certain kind of a race at all, the power dropped into the fire, but as long as after Shrute we see the normal mare is there, we don't have to anticipate. Maybe after boiling, so that the pathological mare will emerge. Because of Rashbo, Shlemi Yeroke say, Yeish Yoreki Kaote. Well, that what you mentioned when you learned the Simonim about Rei, that Yoreki Moshnakim is a priest in the Russian Amishne, in the Russian Amore. So Yoreki can have the meaning of green, like greens, and it can have the meaning of yellow, like the yolk of an egg. So, Shnei Yerokesi, Yishoyki Kalsi, Vishoyki Beitzo, Vishoyki Shayeroki. So the question is this. Here the Gemara says that Adumim Veyoriko, let's say in the comment, in the Kokemon, in the lady, so it's straight. So which yoy does it mean? Does it mean the yoyk of yellow? Does it mean the yoyk of green? So the Rashba says it means the yoyk of green. Yearly, Shayok is a case of the country, the Ayotiki Kalsa like weeks. Shakoni to yoyk it made so in Mishome. You couldn't say it means yellow, because the comet itself, when it's very fat, so then it looks yellow. It looks yellow. It's red if it's not fat, but if it's fat, it looks yellow. So how can we say that yellow is a pathological mare for the goat? Alright, the chen yearly, she'en yirot is faithful, bein baise, she'en yirot is bore, she'kolam in bore, shvei dom yore, ki kaose, v'chol she'en yirot is bore, yore, efe she'en yirot is meeting, gam baise yore, ki she'en yirot, Yisere Shedereya Mipnei Sheyesh Neizi Libor Yeskei. So that the Rashba mentions another thing. I mean, and this certainly has scientific significance. He says that in a certain power, and so you have a domestic sun. There are some powers that exist in a domestic form and in a wild form. And so now when do we say that if the comet, after it dropped into the fire, turned green, so it's rain, if it is a kind of a power that is only domestic, but if it is the kind of a power that can be domestic and can be wild,
sure.
And so then wild fowls, so the normal mare in wild fowls, the normal mare of the comet in wild fowls is green. So the melee, even if we found that a domestic fowl that dropped into the fire, so that change the mare, which normally is red, into green, so it's not red. It's not red. Why? So it's by way of analogy, just as Rimore says, in regard to, the rose like flow in the womb. And even though, the same thing is true according to Rashi, except in regard to two animals of body. But let's say according to Rashi, in the single animal of body. So this man Chazal, let's say 2,000 years ago, or even 1,500 years ago, so then the average behemoth did not have an animal of body. But since all those behemoths that raise on pasture, so they had an animal body, so melee it's not considered pathological, aberrational, even in a behemoth that did not graze on pasture constantly. Certain behemoths do not graze on pasture constantly. So the same thing is true here. What is since in a wildfowl, so the average comet is green, so melee it wouldn't be considered aberrational, pathological, even in the domestic fowl of that species. The scientists call it adaptation. So in other words, the naked certain animals can make a certain adaptation. So that does not have to show me that once we recognize the concept of adaptation, that we have to believe in evolution. So Darwin has claimed it. So he made an analogy, but there is no analogy. One does not follow from the other, but there is such a thing as an adaptation. In other words, certain things developed by certain animals in the course of years, because in order to adapt themselves to the circumstances. The Gemara mentions many adaptations. The Gemara mentions in Chul, in Shabbos, in Yideh, in Chiras. The Gemara mentions many adaptations. So this is also based upon the concept of adaptation. So the melee, it's not a train thing, it's not a relational, it's not pathological. Alright. V'chosat oid huzal, nitzo hakobe idyore, keneged mi'amayim, ben yodua, im noflo le'eir, im la'a, tayim, v'yodua, shenoflo le'eir, v'adeini yom yorozal kosar, v'chol mokem v'itarpino, v'shinu ma'a v'mayim, ha'nedav ke v'yodua, shenoflo le'eir, אבל אם היה דינון וחזינון שמשתנת ממאו לתלינון בפרסאי דינון זה משכי חיים אלא תלינון בשינו אקטיבי דיפוני מחמסרי שומן וכחש משתנים so in other words so now again here the Rosh who was not a doctor he also mentions again something that is based upon the concept of adaptation. We see it all through in Hilchos Reifes and in Bechiras we see it. So there is a machlokes between the Rashba and the Rosh. Now, so according to the Rashba. So if the covenant was found, Yorei Kinegemi Amayi, now in the case where we saw that the fowl, before the Shchita, dropped into the fire, and then after the Shchita, we saw a changed Mara, that the Mara changed from red to green, in that portion of the covenant that is near the Mi'ayi, so then it's red. Suppose, after the Shchita, we found that the covenant has a pathological Mara of green, but we don't know, no one saw that it dropped into the fire. So the Rashba says, and it's a big machmir Rashba here, so he says, even though no one saw that this fowl before the Shchita dropped the fire, but as long as after Shchita we saw that it has the Mara of green, so we draw the conclusion, how did this Mara of green develop? It probably dropped into the fire, no one saw it. So it's right, the Rosh is right. The Rosh says, the Mara of green does not develop only as a result of falling into the fire. That's one reason as to why the Mara changes from red to green. But there are many other sivs, because of the climate and because the Rav Shuman and Kachash, so in the course of years, so it adapts itself and it changes the Mara. So that's a natural thing, it's a natural phenomenon, so it's nothing. So we have the machlekes between the Rashba and the Rosh, in very basic machlekes. Now, according to Rashba, so if we find the coming of an oath is green, so then we anticipate maybe before Shchita it fell into the fire, no one noticed it. And then, according to the Rosh, since no one saw that it fell into the fire, so we don't have to conjure up this Choshe. And so, how can this Mare be explained? On the basis of a certain kind of an adaptation. Because I think, yes?
You can't say it's lost on Venus then?
What is it?
You can't say it's
lost on Magina. No, that's what Magina should only say in regard to the Romans. The Romans, not in regard to the covenant. Fine. Because of the Yahweh or Zal, Ye Shem Yitrei Peshen of Reya, Lushaya Vidheimo, Vifishay Rokosho, Vigabube, Swatsloyes, Magina Noel. In other words, the Rosh says that that Jos is Uve Atzlois is making the name, in the name, vis-a-vis the longs. So the same thing is true of the Dreamer in regard to everything. That's what the Rosh says. The tradition of Leila Shaila Dreamer. The Vishayel Kosher, the Gamu Atzlois, the Gamu Atzlois, the Gamu Atzlois, the Gamu Atzlois, it cannot so easily be scorched. Ki b'terem yechmeru b'kiles eish, yisori peiro p'so. וכן כוסף הרמפה ובאויתו כוסף נבורס. He gives a very good time. I mean, there is a lot of cogent logic in the Rosh Svar, because, in other words, even though if a power falls into the fire, so the skin of a power is relatively very thin, so melee it's bad. So naturally, when the fowl falls into the fire, even though it's for a second, so the skin becomes scorched immediately because it's relatively thin. So merely the skin that is scorched immediately cannot serve as a protection against the scorching of the internal organ. Mashenkin, if a behemoth falls in. So the skin, the hide of the behemoth is relatively very thick. So mainly, if the behemoth falls in the fire for a second, it's in no probability. So in that second, even the air cannot be scorched completely. If the air cannot be scorched completely, so mainly, how can the internal organs that is beneath the air so be scorched in any way? Ubalito, that's what the Rosh says. Yeshek, the Chen, Kosovo Rambam. And the Rambam says the same thing. ובעלית הכוסף, דרך פשוט, שואל לפניקים שנפלריה צורך ליטק, לפי שנראה, ביקורת אדומו שנחמור מאו, אבל באימון איך הישישי, אבל ודאי נחמור, גם היא מתרבד בכך, ואילו אלו דיבו נווה ביאס, אלו ודאי וישאי אבדים אותם. In other words, the Balito, it's not that he rejects the Shittes HaRambam in the Rosh completely, he doesn't reject. So we have to be vain because they are his relative thing. So we have to be chayshish immediately that maybe in the internal organs was scorched. Mashain came, we have to look when there is a shinimar. Mashain came to the hemo. So we don't have to be chayshish. But even in the hemo, if we were vain and we saw it changed mare, so then even in the Kolibalito, even in the Heimo, we have to be Heimo. Whereas according to the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tor, because the Tor is Machia, like the Rosh, he says on the Balito Shite, they will be Levius. So even in the Heimo, so even if we see, we opened up the Heimo and we saw that the mare changed, the mare of the Kolibalito, the Heimo changed from red to green, so we still say that's not because it was scorched, but it's due to something else. In the mail, it's not. All right, come on. Eichen of Ale, Vinechner of the Mayo, Vinishtanu, Hale, the Kokomon, the Kobet, Shedar Konis Adoni, the Riku. Because like we, we are lying the intestines, Shedalkon is in everything. The Dimu Treva, Abimu Bimashube, the Abimu Idiyaluho, Kibish Nishtana Mahmas, Magasay, Saint Polinoki, the Akobe. In other words, as long as the body changed because of the age, that means it's scorched. Now, scorched is not a trade per se. Scorched is a trade because if it's scorched, so that means it's bound to culminate in the coming.
That's like Tosfos by Sirche and Leah.
That's right. So, Elo, Bafi Udi Elo Chol, Kinnishtal Machna Kesi Goyin Oki, Vakon Ibn Ashi Nei Zabei, Elo Kinnishtal Ibn Ibn Ayi, Vayim Gerei Shabak Shole, Ufwa Pitni, Oy Meri Kineged Amoro, Oy Kineged Komokim Chiyuso, that's the Kinnir Kinnis, Avu Arei Ei Chem Shilo, that's Nisho Samiseo Meginizalel, ותחום שיריקו בסומכהו נפיקש רק משהו טריפו שסיפו לינוקים and my true dialogue is that if the פיקש is ניקה so it's right if it's ניקה or called out completely it's not right הודי שינו פייסים ליבורם היו דאפי שום משינו עם אחת לשום קוד אבל שום קוד נכון במראיין כושר now the two mentioned in Machlekes between the Rajbo and the Rosh. But the Mechaber, he doesn't mention the Shita of the Rajbo. In other words, he passes like the Rosh. He went to the Rajbo in the Rub, the Rajbo Shol Kamen, he stand with the Rajbo. So, Kibish and Ophuleya. So, that's Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. The first thing that he mentions is this Rav Shmuel, Spar Chine, or Rav Malek. And the thing mentioned in Sin Gimel is Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. But the Mechaber emphasizes the Rashi Sholkom. In other words, we not like Rabashe because the Gemara says in regard to Rabashe Shike, Loi. In other words, but so it's not Mechuyot to Rashi. But if he did test it by boiling it or boiling it, or it just happened, he boiled it not for the purpose of testing it, and then he saw that the pathological matter emerged. So it's like any rocky space will be covered. Now that's the thing that to mention in the name of the Rashi. Ain rok is based on the kavish already by se, the domestic. She is immediately boy if there is a wild species, the same wild form, the same species. She call a boring kid on your chikas. No, for the year, when you do, I nech me of the mayor, it's the Habike, you must come on me to Gasso, means a sheet of the Habib or the Lab of the sheet of the way of trade for the Yesh Machirik. So here there is a Machirik. The two mentioned the Machirik between the Rosh and the Rashi. So, means a sheet of the Habib or the Lab of the sheet of the way of trade for the Rashi. So the Machava passes like the Rashi. Then the Ramos says, יש מכשירים, עוד מן בידים עוד שנופלו לעיר. אבל תלוי מהשיר בדבר האחר, ויש ריש תחלי. You know, many times most of the time, so he would say, the more connected, no more there, שאתה תחק, here he doesn't say it. Here he passed his complete like the Rosh. In other words, that if we didn't observe that the fowl dropped into the fire, so then we attribute it to a change of climate because of certain conditions, that it's in a certain kind of an adaptation. אין טרייבי שיני וורנאי ופייסי ואודאי אבל דבהי מו אין שיני וורנאי ופייסי אבל ידענו שנופלאי נופלאי so that is the shita of the Rosh and the Ramba but that's a מושן עם האחרת so the Ramba mentions that shita וישי צריכים גם דבהי מו וידוע שנופלאי ומשתנו מאו that's the shita of the Balaito. So the Torah says they knew of the Nevi'ahs, but there are more passages like that chicken. The Yohen Oy. All right, now, for Sunday, Simon and Gimel and Simon and Gaon. But the difficult Simon, the difficult Simon, is Nunhei, Nunvo, Nunhei, Nunvo, 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 and then Nunzai. Three difficult Simon. All right, but
July 26, 1981.
And the hind legs are the two legs that are closer to the tail of the baby. So Nishtabu Yedei Babeimo, Oy Afilu Nechtecho Begamre, Oy Shemishni to Mikoro, Oy Sheyeshlem Gimu Yedai Kosha, naturally, if the fact that a foreleg is missing, is not matrik, how could an additional foreleg be matrik? ויועצם עצמי יוסף, כשנשבע, אם אינו אירו בו שוחית מסכומים, כאשר נזבוי הברזס השם. So in other words, that's because of the Issa of Iram Nahai. In other words, suppose a person would just amputate a foreleg or a hind leg over the baby. So it's a sabachile, because that's Iram Nahai, even a goye, b'neyach is yoseh. That's one of the Zion needs in the Neach. Now, so the halacha is that even if there is a fracture in the bone, but there is no erubosso that covered that fracture, so then that's called Abraham Du. In other words, of course, if the Aver is completely cut off, the leg or the hind leg, the foreleg, or any Aver, doesn't make any difference. Of the behemoth is completely cut off while the behemoth is living, that's Irem Nachai. So, in Yisroel is Muzan Irem Nachai, and Irem Nebeneach is Muzan Irem Nachai. But suppose it's an Ibrahim Duldo. Ibrahim Duldo means that it's mostly detached, but it still hangs out. That's Ibrahim Duldo. So, Ibrahim Duldo is also awesome. Now, the more that by invades in whom? Learn the doubt from the Pasuk, but that's an asmach. Oh, the fine gimel on the base. Omer Rav Yezi. מכיר רב יצחק בר יוסף יוטחו ורבי ברב קונה כל כמו שביטני ובוסו בסול את ריבו מסחילו ואובי הועידה בבוסו רמדונורי בבהימו ובחיו בהי ושוחתון שנעשו. Not only is it of the chayos there, even worse of the chayos there. Suppose a person would just cut off a piece of flesh from a living behemoth. It's also bachile. In other words, in the morning chum, there is a machleke between Rabbi Yechel and the Shlokish. According to the Shlokish, so worse of the chay is included in the love of Yechel and the chay. According to Rabbi Yechel, the love of Yechel and the chay applies only to an eidah. Either consists of bosom being ratzomitz, not just bosom. But bosom nachai is implicit in the posik of bosom basone treifo isachem. So not only does it imply a nisea of vinik treife, some behema that is like the lomus, or it has one of the tresmakis, but if let's say a piece, because what is treife, bosom basone treife, treife means torn away. So mele, if a piece of flesh was torn off the behemoth, the living behemoth, it is also included in the pasuk of Bosom Basone Treifel Yisachem. And we pass like Rabbi Yechel that Bosom Nachai is included in the love of Bosom Basone Treifel Yisachem. Eilam Nachai is included in the love against Eilam Nachai. So what is in there? Bosom Yisachem. So here the price says Bosom Basone Treifel Yisachem. Lohobi Oeva Va Bosom Hamdundomi. Even though it's not cut off completely, it still hangs up. But if it is mostly detached, so then it's still awesome. The drosha of Bosom Basone Treifel Yisachem Lohobi Oeva Va Bosom Hamdundomi Bibehimo Chayo Vei Bishocht Shinasurim is an asmach. Midrash is not osa. When is something osa on the basis of Eivam Nachai, midrash say, if the whole Eivam is cut off, let's say, an amputated leg, an amputated hind leg, an amputated foreleg, you see, of the behemoth. So that comes within the law of the Raisa of Eivam Nachai. And a piece of flesh that was completely cut off from the living behemoth, so also comes within the nisya of bosom nachai. Mashein came if just even a mugu, let's say a fractured bone, even though I mean the so then the halacha is so a fractured bone, even though it most of the bone is already the bosom is already detached, but it's still there is some connection to the organism, So even if Bosom Eir is not chibis, it doesn't cover it, it's not also midrash. But with Rabbono, it is also if there is no Bosom Eir, if there is a real fracture, and no Bosom Eir covers the fracture. Mashenke, if Bosom Eir covers the fracture, so then it's not in Bosom Rabbono. Now, so the Hashulchan points out that let's say Abraham Dudo is also for Israel, since it's only an asmachte and it's not really included in the Isa of Eilam Nachai, so maybe it's only an asmachte, it's only also the Rabbanon, so maybe a Jew would be allowed, let's say suppose there is a fracture in the foreleg, in the hind leg of the behemoth, and it's not in the old Bosochim, but it's not completely cut off. And then, after the fracture occurred, the Sheikhet was Sheikhet in the Him. So, a Yisroel is not allowed to eat that fallen. But he can give it to Beneach. And we don't say he should be able to eat there, because the Beneach is also Adin Lachai. Because since it's not Oser Adin Lachai, the Rabbonon doesn't apply to the Meach. The Chachonim don't even have a Keach to Aser and Goy. Because the whole Keach of the Chachonim to make Yisroel and Israel is based upon the Pasuk of Nisoso,
Misosro applies to the soil. Meneach not bound by Misosro. But whatever comes within the Isa Bereise of Elom Nachais, of course, so that's binding of Abeneach. But there couldn't be an Isa Rabbono on Abeneach. So, this is what the Torah says. Nishtabu yidei Abeinu yakrimech techo legamro yishenich mitu mwikorom o yishenich potimu gedayu kosher ועצם עצמי עושה, כשנשבע, אם אין אירו בוס אחרים נסרו בי, כאשר יצבו יעבד את השם, סודן יצוסה מרבונו, מיצו הספי דארני, אז אילם נחל, וכן בהיף, שנחתכו, או נשברו אגפו, now, what is the counterpart of the four legs, of the four legs in the behemoth, what is the counterpart of the four legs in the behemoth, in the name of the fowl, is the wings, there's wings, because a fowl doesn't have four legs. A behemoth has four legs. A behemoth has four legs and hind legs. So altogether four legs. A fowl just has two legs. And that's legs. And that's right. But what is the counterpart of four legs of your dying, you know, that is the wings. So the melee, the chindei, shenechtechoi nishbehu agapa, avo im nishmat linkorei, apu echot mehem, chen shishin shemo nikvo horei. Now that is totally machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and the Shochnor, they passed in like Shmuel, because according to our girls in the Gemara, Rabbi Yechan agrees with Shmuel. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara that in Zion and Gala, Mishkabu Raglel, gets mentioned in the Mishneh that in Rav Medveis as one or that is share of the behemoth, even the behemoth. In other words, if it's Mishtabu Raglel, so Rashi says, Mishtabu Raglel, Mina Akubo Rimato, Oyapiru Rimayo, the Yotso Etzen Rechutz, Abo Yotso Rechutz, Nam Lilema Mkashe Da Abo Chayim. In other words, you see, in the hind legs of the behemoth, or in the legs of the north, in the north, so there are no hind legs and four legs in the north. In the north, there are legs. Just two legs, that's why they are hind legs. So the halach is like this. There are three joints. Now, the bone here, in the ankle. So that's called akubo. So it's called akubo. And in English, I think it's called tarsus, the tarsus bone. That's the bone of the ankle. Now, and then you have, that's the akubo. Then you have the shoulders. So here is the bone of the akubo, of the tarsus. And then we have the shoyik. The shoyik extends from here, to the knee. And that's called, in English, it's called the tibia bone. That's here. And then you have the femur. Then you have here above the knee, you have the femur bone. So the halacha is like this. There is, in the Gemara that I involve, you'll have to go over the whole Gemara very carefully in connection with Simon and Hay. You'll have to go over the Gemara very carefully. The Gemara that I involve, the Mishneh, the Himush, and the Raglel, and the Akubo, the whole Gemara, you'll have to go over up to the Mishneh that I desire, because that deals with the whole lineage of the bones in the leg, the three joints, over here, the tarsus and the joint between the tarsus and the tibia, and then the knee joint, and then this joint where it is joined to the hip, you see. So that's that Gemara. So there we have two machines in the Gemara. According to Uwen. So Uwen is a fracture in the leg, in the hind leg. We are talking about the hind leg. Uwen is a fracture in the hind leg. Matri is the fracture will take place above the knee. But if the fracture will take place, let's say, in the tarsus, or even in the tibia, a fracture, even if it will be complete fracture, without the universal hint, means a complete, a maximum fracture in the tibia will not be matrigable. That's Ulashi. According to Rav Yude, so a fracture in the tarsus bone will not be matrigable, but a fracture in the tibia will be matrigable, even though it's not in the area of Tumsakidin. Of course, if it's in the area of Tumsakidin, then of course, according to everybody, it's there. So, but according to Ule and the second version of the Gemara that I involved, so when is the behemoth trained for, only if there is a chatak in the Tumsakidin area, in the Achilles tendon area, or there is a chatak in the femur bone, but if there is a chatak, a fracture in the tibia bone, so then it's not a contrabude. So of course, if the fracture is in the tarsus bone, in the akubo shalomato, so then everybody agrees that it's not a trefor. But in that means in the ankle, so if you have a fractured ankle, so everybody agrees that, I mean, the behemoth has a fractured ankle. So even though the fracture is at the maximum without the universal of hypnotizing and the bone protrudes outside, so still it's not trefor. But if the fracture is in the tibia bone, according to Rav Yehuda, it is a trefor. It is a trefor.
It's like Bula.
What is that?
Rashi is expressive of Bula.
One second. Well, it just happens that Rashi passes like the first version of the Bula, like Rav Yehuda. The Rif and the Rambam, and all Chachmei Sforad and the Mechaber, they all pass like Kule, like the second version. But Rashi happens to be one of the Rishonim who passes like Rav Yehuda. Now here the Mishnah says, "Nishtabu Ragelo min Akubo Lematu, Oli Apil Lemayu, Vilo Yotzo Etzem Lechutz, Avo Yotzo Lechutz, Nam Bideima Am Kosha Dehavu Treife." That's in accordance with Rav Yehuda, with the first washing of the Lord. Because the Akubo means the ankle, you see. And he says, when does the Mishnah say here, Nishtabu Ragelo, it's Ksheiro? If it is Me'akubo Lemata, if the fracture is here. But if the fracture is Lemailo means over here, in the tibia, so then it is Trefor. That's the first portion of the Gemara, that's the Shita of Rav Yehuda, not the Shita of Bura. Alright, but I'm not discussing now that. So I'm just mentioning, in connection with the Gemara, that in Zayin Amidav, the second line, Nishtabu Ragelo, Ha'ud Tzamed Nincher, Ha'ud Tzamed Nincher, so that took shot in a rush. One pshat tzamed nincher means a basket with fowls. The infish in shtab, ragele ma'akubo, le'mato, le'mayro, ma'akubo, ve'ino etzem yeitze l'chutz. Even according to Rav Yehuda, that the fracture in the tibia is matter of heine, so it's only the bone, the tibia bone, was so fractured that it protrudes outside, and there is no eru boso, chelvin in it. But suppose that there is a fracture in the tibia, but the bosso covers it. It doesn't protrude, the fractured bone doesn't protrude outside it, so then it's not there. So Ahu Tzare Diyinkir Adi Asir Kame Dirobe, a basket of Eifes, שנשתבו רגליהם ועקובו למטו ולמיילו מעקובו ואין בעצם יצא לחוץ ובקשיב את הגני מוצא סעיף שוחר. It's a certain black kind of a fowl and that lives in water and it has many black spots. So
So, and that's when coming to Rabbi, Batki Rabbi the Tzumasagidim Vachshah. So Rabbi was meaning the Tzumasagidim, because in the Tower there is also the Tzumasagidim, the Achilles tendon. So, so he was Machshah. He saw that the Tzumasagidim were intact, so were not injured, so the male was Machshah. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shmutas Yat, Bibheim Okshel, So if the foreleg of the behemoth was dislocated, so dislodged, so it's kshel. But suppose the thigh was dislodged, be'eiv treif. Now shmutas yera be'eimot treif, shmutas yera be'eiv treif, shmutas gal be'eiv treif. Now, gav, that's the wind, that's the counterpart of the foreleg in the behemoth. So just as where the foreleg of the behemoth is dislodged, so then it's not playful. Why should a dislodged wind make it playful? So the answer is this. The dislodged wind does not make it playful on its own merit. But since the Reye in the north, I mean, since the tzalis in the north, the ribs in the north are relatively very delicate and thin, not in the bay, like in the behemoth, where the ribs and everything is more sturdy. So Mele, if the wing in the north is dislodged from its source, so then we have to be chesh, maybe the lung is perforated. And the north also has a lung. It is small lung, but it has a lung, a north. So the male, that's the reason as to why Shmutas Gav Deif is more humble than Shmutas Yad Deif. Because, not because the wing itself is not perfect. The wing, a defect in the wing would not be any more humble than a defect in the foreleg of the behemoth. After all, the wing, that's the counterpart of the foreleg. But because of Echshoshe, maybe the lung was affected, maybe the lung was perforated. So according to Rav, So, Shmutas Gav Diok, Freyf, Chai Shinon, Shemon Yikvo Arei, U Shmuel Omar Tibod Eik, Vichei Omar Rabbi Eichanin Tibod Eik. Now, so, according to Rav, it's Freyf, but U Shmuel Omar Tibod Eik, we have to be baited. How are we baited? So, Horeya Bachnis Konedan Bidargeres, the Topa Bereye, Bimoruach Yitzi, Kreifo, Bimuav, Iksheo. Now, like this, we should ask like Rav, because Yilchas Ikrav is Surah. But, Vichay Noma, Rabbi Yechan and Tibodik, there is a Girse that is not Girse, there are certain texts that are not Girse, Vichay Noma, Rabbi Yechan and Tibodik. So those Rishayim who are not Girse, Vichay Noma, Rabbi Yechan and Tibodik, so they pass like Rav. But most Rishayim have the Girse that is now a text, so that means that Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Shmuel. So since there is a machlekes, not only between Rav and Shmuel, but between Rav at one end and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan at the other end, so we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, so we pass that it is Tibon. So this is what the Torah says. V'chein bei, shelech dechoy nifrad ab, avri nishmat mikorei. So when do we have to be chein sheish? Maybe the lung, if it was affected, if it was dislocated, but if it was fractured, then, according to the tour, we don't have to be chesh, even in law. Maybe the lung was affected, was perfect. Only in the case of Shmuton, because the Gemara mentions that in connection with Shmuton, not in connection with Mishbaron, Mishtabron, not in connection with the fracture, with Avon Nishmat Mikorei, after Echad Mehem, just one wing in the fowl was dislodged. Chesishim Shenemikorei, Vitzorich Lenapcho Rebetko, in Shreim Oksheiro, in Latchei, Ubalito Kosar, Sheitrefo, Dulim Hanelo Dik. Now, what is the shite of the Balito? So he said, now look what he said. Yosef Nibach, when he says in the name of Balito Kosa, she trefo, the Mahanil Dik. Now, what does it have reference to? Does the Balito Shike have reference to an oak? In other words, so whereas the two said before that it's all Dik, and if we are baby, and let's say we see that the loan was not affected, so then it came off. So the Balito Shite is no, a decay isn't even affected. But regarding the Hemo, the Balito doesn't apply to Shite. Or when the Torah says the name of Balito, she prayed for, so it has reference not only to Hemo, it has reference to the Hemo too. So let's see what the Siyot is. Now here the question is the Balito Kosak she prayed for the Mahanu Diki, the Hem Kosak Alatrumis, the Bivada Iku Nive, the ligaments certainly started to deteriorate. Now, where does the Gemara mention this as a criteria? If the ligaments started to deteriorate, then it's right. Now, the Gemara mentions that in connection of Buka de Atme Bisho Miduchte, Daf Nundawe Domen Beis, Gufe, Daf Nundawe Domen Beis. They fly from the top. Gufe, Omar Rav Masna, Haibike de Atme Bishok Yiduchte Trey. So Rav Masna says that if the femur bone was slipped from Itzake, the femur bone, so slipped from Itzake to Israel. The Robo Makshe, even if the femur bone slipped, so it's still Sheol. The Yivsak Nive Trey. But if it was coupled with the separance of the ligaments in that area, so then it is right. The Yurka said, if the Knabic Shero had been sacral in sacral, a mere separance of the ligaments together with the slipping of the femur bone is not matter of the name. But if there was more than a separance of the ligaments together with the slipping of the femur bone, there was a deterioration of the ligaments, coupled with the slipping of the femur bone, then it's a prayer. So where does the Gemara mention this criteria, whether it was coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments or not, in connection of Buke de Atme Bishop Miduchte? Buke de Atme Bishop Miduchte, not in connection, Buke de Atme Bishop Miduchte has reference to the hind leg of the femur, not the foreleg. Not the foreleg, because what would be the counterpart in the foreleg, the counterpart of the femur bone in the foreleg? That would be the scapula, the shoulder blade. So the Gemara mentions it in connection with Buke de Atme Bishof Yiduchte, Buket Atman Mishok Yiduchte. So, there the Gemara mentions it. Not in connection with the Yad or the Behemoth. So that's why this is the kashe of the Besyot. Umashi Kosef Rabbein, Bishay, Bawaitu, Leser, Mishum Yivadu Yikon Nivei, Lo Yidati Ma'inu Yikon Nivei Likam, Yichiyahu Nivei Yadu Yitra Leboche, only in respect to the hind leg of the Behemoth, or the femur bone. So then the femur bone slipped from its socket, and in addition, there was a deterioration of the ligaments in that area, so then it's like, Boch aber in der Nacht. Die Bewada nicht wore, und bedachte die Sefer Atruma und Mozoso, sie kostet die Dvora, die wir nicht geritten haben. Und wie Sefer Muge Mozosi, in nicht wore, die Mocke nicht wore. Nicht. Say. This is what the says. Now let's look, see what the back is. Und the second line. Und was ich kostet, die Chinkoi Mara Atruma, die Wada nicht wore. Hike nicht Josef, weil die nicht wore. We can, ubodak nizvat chumot zoshe kosev yitzchayim mishum shemo nikvareye. In other words, so even a dike is not effective. Because even if we are begging, and we see that when we put it further, so no wind is coming, and when we put it in water, so it doesn't bubble, it's still not effective. This is how the Bishyosef explains the Balintoshik. Why? Because we are afraid. Since there was a fracture in that yard of the Behemoth, and it was coupled with the deterioration of the ligament, so there it gives rise to the possibility that the lung is perforated. So, but it doesn't bubble. It doesn't bubble, we don't see any naked, so that's no riot. Maybe there was scar tissue. They do on it. And Krum Sholom Ahmad Smako, Enoch. This is how it is Yosef. Ufian Yudaiti. The toy is not of the Sifra Rabbein. So you cost the Nuchtrukan. The Chim cost of Beis Hei. The Hoshki Shubala Tumens. The Enoch. And the Rotalema the Sifra Mitzvahs. So he says that there was Itoyes Atrus. In other words, in the manuscript it was written the Chen Kosav Beisei. So then the Matvis thought, what's Beisei? It couldn't be because Beisei, Beisei could be Balito and Balatumet. It couldn't be Balito because he already mentioned Balito. So the mail and the matrix assumed that it meant Balat Humans. So he says no. Elohotolema b'sefer ha-mitzvah. They say means b'sefer ha-mitzvah. Now there are two sefer ha-mitzvah. There is the sefer ha-mitzvah of the smart and the sefer ha-mitzvah of the smart. So what the two was referring to was the smart. The sefer ha-mitzvah Scott. Sefer ha-mitzvah Scott. So who are smart? Shekosav v'hachmira b'shvuta sayam. And that's very, once we see the smart, so it is bearing that the back shot in the tool is the right shot. So, the chosab, hasharidur lehet, zomishin smart, ksivas yad, shmutas yad in behemo, tain regal shol ifnim sheo, nishmat mitim chibure dikatek freifo, shemo in nikel nibe, nishmat yad beit freifo, shemo nikva, hore, vikachim pirushim rabbeinu. Claimer who Balito Kosav she trained for the aid. They were in Hanoi Dike. The Chen Kosav, the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The trained are the Behemo. Mishin Chalshino Niko Nive. Miu Hod Kosav, the Sefer Rabbeinu, the Vada Yitlem, the Toi Sefer, the Tzorich. Reima Chalshino Niko Nive. Uvi Nikta Sefer Rabbeinu Kosav, the Toi Sefer, Uvi Niko Nive. Miu Atif Nishezu, that Uvi Nika Nive, not Baba Yikonive, but still we, since we are not keen, so we have to consider it as possibly Yikonive. You have to pursue kingdom of keen, creeping the subject, the Shemo Yikonive, the Shubra Sosi, the Sefer Yoshi Sivasya, the Hoyo Kosovic Walhai, the Chen Kosa, וכן כוס האב בספר המצווה בבדד הליקונים מיוחים ואורים ומבויה והססמה והשאריתורה תיחוס וכך מעל נציר להירס כך so ונראה שהוא צאו מפורש נמרה דרה פרק ותפייטל שמודסייה בבאים וכשאיר הדוח הפירושים שמודסייה בבאים וברי שתחתם כשאירו שמודסייה בבאים וברי שתחתם טריפו שמודסייה בבאים ברי שתחתם טריפו שמודסגל בבאים וכן חיפורי בגוף טריפו חיישינון שמונים כבר הרי ושמוי לא מתיבודת אבל בשמות עשייה בבאים ברי שאוהב לי המחוג על הגוף ויגורם הרב מידי והוא נוקע שמות עשייה בבאים אלו משל דפליגל אלו משל דפליגל בו רב ושמוי אלו בבאים הרי כתבודת כאילו לבחק את טריפו ולא משום שמונים כבר הרי אלו מסדץ מטריפו היכד יהיה תלמידי ולגידון בינו נפקיעים, טריפו מסוף יפיעו ונקלמיבי, ואני אסעגיד המחבר היד ומקבל. וסבירו ונשמח, דהות וכל מרב מסל, היו כדעת מדישון בדוק לטריפו ונקלמיבי, לא דף כדעת מד, דועדים ידי הבאים מו טריפו, כמי נאמו במשמית ונקלמיבי, ולא כאן פה כדעת מד, כאילו הוריה, דירישון בדוק לקשי רף, ולבור לא דעת מדי, מה שאין כי בידי בהם מו דטריפו, ויקומים לברכו דומה כמידי נמדים עליו ודווקא בבהימו אבל בהי אין הטריבת מצד עצמי אלא שמיקו בסל הרי זה סידה הססמג ואשר הדור הנים שלך so the Bach also mentioned that there are two Gersoids in the Torah because the Bess Yosef mentioned another Gersa but הוא רדקתי בספר התחומו ומצוסי שכוסף כדבורה ומניסקרי כמירי So the Bach says, whatever the shita of the Torah is not important. Because even if we assume that the right Gersa in the Torah is the way in Mikvoreya, the Mokim Mikvoreya, so that means that the Torah doesn't mention the shita of the basic of the Simcha Mitzvah, of the Smag. But the fact is that the shita of the Smag is the Dibnei Behemot, if it is. If it is a shmut asyat, so then it's right. So the mele, it's not so important. He says, he tries to explain the Torah also on the basis of the shite, of the smart, and instead of balatumes, so we should say that in the manuscript it was written beis hei, and it meant beis evra mitzvahs, which evra mitzvahs, the shite of the smart. But whether the right Gersa in the Torah is the Sefer HaMitzvah or the right Gersa in the Torah is Bala Tumei is not of great importance because we certainly have the Shita of the Smach. And then the Baruch Hashem points out that the Rashbo in Teras Abayis also mentions the Shita of the Smach. He doesn't mention the Smach by name, but he mentions such a Shita and then he rejects it. So there is such a shita. So the mele, it's very mistaka to explain the tool also like the Bach. But whether we explain the tool like the Bach or we explain the tool like the Bess Yosef, it doesn't make a big difference. Because let's say if we explain the tool like the Bess Yosef. So the mele, the tool doesn't mention the shita of the smach. But the shita of the smach is a shita by itself, without the tool mentioning. So, we have to understand the shita of the smach. What is the shita of the smach? Now, what is the shita of the smach? The shita of the smach is, the shita of the smach is that when the Gemara says, Haibuke de'atle, Yishok Yuduchte, is shayot, unless it's the ligaments were misakoi misakoi when the ligaments started to lock, so that doesn't apply only to the femur bone, that applies to the adults, to the scapula, the shoulder blade. That's the sheet there, number eight. Most Rishonim say that when the Gemara mentions here, I book it up and we shop in Duchte, if it was coupled, who is doing the living, being misakli sakule, so it applies only to the pepper ball, if it was coupled with the deterioration of the ligaments in that area. But the sheet of the smaggy is not that it applies, if it's misakli sakule, so it applies to the femur ball and to the arm, to the foreleg also. But the Gemara that Zion distinguishes between Shmutas Yerach and Shmutas Yad, so the Bach says according to the smart. So when the Gemara says that in Zion there is a distinction between a Shmutas Yerach and Shmutas Yad, so the Shmutas Yerach does not have reference to the to a dislodgement, a dislocation of the femur bone, but it has reference to the dislodgement of the tibia. So why is it called Shmutas Yerach? Yerach, that's the type. So he says, in order to identify it, and we shouldn't make the mistake that the same thing is true of the tarsus bone, the ankle bone. So in Melech, he calls it Shmutas Yerach. So in the hind leg, so even if there is a fracture in the tibia, in the reish atachti, it means the tibia. So it is straight. Masheike, masheike, masheike.